Hello, everybody. My name is Sebastian Suwanda, and I am the host of the Jesuit Ranger Experience podcast. Welcome back to our very first episode. So today, we're going to be discussing the 2025 Dallas March for Life, which took place at the Cathedral Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in downtown Dallas. And today's guest is someone who is actually there at the march with our club, Rangers for Life. Now, the stated goal of Rangers for Life is to proclaim all human beings, proclaim the dignity of all human life from conception to natural death. My dad has a great saying. He likes to say, from the womb to the tomb, as they say. And so this student, his name is Luke Natune. He has graciously come in to share his experience. Welcome, Luke.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on, Sebastian.
Thank you so much for coming. So the first question, can you just give us a basic recap of your experience at the march?
For sure. We started the day off. Hearing from a father in the diocese who told us about the importance of showing compassion in everything that we do. And he talked to us about how, while abortion is a terrible evil, we must make sure to show compassion for everyone on all sides of the issues. We've got to show compassion to those who have undergone an abortion, show compassion to those that we disagree with, and we just need to pray for them. And then we continued the day. We went to a mass together at the cathedral with around, it was around 1,000 fellow believers and pro-life advocates. And then after that, we went out and we did a rally for life where we got to listen to some beautiful Christian music as well as hear from speakers about their experience in the pro-life movement.
Okay, and did anything stand out to you particularly, especially like one of the speeches? I know that they always have, I went my freshman year. I wasn't able to go this year because of my scheduling, but I know there was some great speakers. Was there any particular speaker that stood out to you?
Yeah, one speech that really stood out to me was the last speech of the day. And in it, we got to hear from a lady about her experience in Planned Parenthood. She told us that she was raised in more of a non-religious household. And ever since she was a child, Planned Parenthood had told her, if you ever have a baby and you don't know what to do, come to us and we'll kill it. And she thought that that's all she ever heard. She never thought about carrying out the pregnancy. And so she told us about how she underwent a few abortions, and then in her early adulthood, she actually worked at Planned Parenthood, and she thought that she was providing valuable health care and helping these women. And so she worked there for a while, but then one day she was told to empty this vacuum, this seemingly innocent vacuum. And so she goes out there with a fellow doctor, she goes outside the back of the Planned Parenthood, she empties it, and much to her horror, she sees the disfigured body parts of a baby, a child. And that was the moment that really made her realize, oh my goodness, I thought I was providing health care, but I'm really helping to kill innocent children. And after that, she described her own personal journey with reconciling with that, before she finally found her way to Christ and to the pro-life movement, where she's been an advocate ever since.
Wow, such a powerful story. Were there any other key themes that resonated with you throughout the speakers?
Yeah, one key theme that really resonated with me was that while abortion might be illegal in Texas, the fight is far from over. Abortion is still legal in the majority of states, and still legal in the majority of states and all across the world. I know in the United States alone, there's around 1 million children who die each year because of abortion still. And the fight is never over until we can bring that number down to zero.
Well, it's good to hear that the pro-life movement, even though Roe v. Wade was overturned, of course, I believe, I want to say about 3 years ago, 2022, summer 2022, that the pro-life movement will never stop fighting for children. And did you encounter any counter-protests here?
We didn't, thankfully.
Okay.
I thought everyone acted very civil. There were onlookers who, it seemed like they disagreed, but they acted with civility, and I really respected that.
Mm-hmm. Then one of the things I know, it's we were discussing abortion, of course, with the March for Life, but I know I've talked with the president of Rangers for Life, and he has stated that one of the goals of Rangers for Life is to make sure it's not just about abortion. Can you elaborate on that or talk about that for a few?
Yeah, for sure. The pro-life movement is about spreading life and human dignity everywhere. It's not just about abortion. The pro-life movement is about protecting the human dignity of all individuals. Now, that means that it's about making sure that everyone is treated as humans. And so that means we need to respect everyone. We need to respect everyone and respect their human life. And so a big part of the pro-life movement is continuing to support children and struggling families after they're born, or about opposing stuff such as assisted suicide or the death penalty. That's another big part of our pro-life organization.
And how do organizations like Rangers for Life work toward, and how do they do it even in their, just even in a small setting such as the school community, how does Rangers for Life work toward advancing the gospel of life, as JP2 called it?
Yeah, we spread the gospel of life through our everyday interactions with other people. Through smiling at someone as we walk by them on the street, or through greeting them by name, we spread the message that you are loved, you are cared for, and you have a right to human dignity.
And how are you gonna stay engaged with the pro-life advocacy even beyond the March for Life?
Yeah, I'm going to stay engaged in the pro-life advocacy, again, through my everyday actions, through asking the cashier at the gas station how their day's going, instead of ignoring the homeless person on the street, talking to them, trying to really understand them. I mean, pro-life, it's all about respecting other people and about recognizing that you are valuable. And so I'm going to continue that in my own life just through my everyday interactions with others.
And that's great to hear. And then I know being involved in the pro-life movement can be a very hard thing to do. I know it's many of the issues that the pro-life movement tackles are very controversial, such as the death penalty. Of course, abortion is a very controversial one. What advice would you give to someone who wants to join the movement?
Yeah, for anyone who wants to join the movement, I would say first, just start spreading the pro-life movement in your everyday actions. Make sure that everyone around you feels included and loved first. That's the main purpose of the pro-life movement, is to make everyone feel like they matter.
Okay. So in your view, it's not just about doing the big things like going to the marches, or like signing a new law. It's just about how you treat everyone every day.
Yes, for sure. Now, it's also important to go to these things and to support laws and people who can help to end all this pointless death in our country. But it's mainly about making a difference in your own life. About spreading the pro-life cause however you can.
In your view, how do big events like the March for Life contribute to the greater goal of the pro-life movement?
Yeah, the March for Life was a beautiful display where it really helps to bring attention to the problems that are still in America that we oftentimes don't talk about. It's a great opportunity to bring attention to the massacre of babies every year. It's a great opportunity to bring attention to ways, to parts of society that a lot of people ignore. I think that's where the March of Life is so valuable.
It's great to hear. And so to probably end the podcast episode, I want to give you some common arguments for people who oppose pro-life issues. For example, we'll start with the death penalty. So my question to you is, why, in the interest of justice, why should we not be able to execute someone who's committed such a horrific crime such as murder?
Why should we not execute them? That's a great question. I think as a pro-life advocate, we don't want to kill anyone because how dare we take the right of God's power? God is the light, is the judge, the jury, the executioner. He should be the one to decide that. We should never say this human has zero, so little worth that we can just kill him. We should just kill him. Crime does not determine a human's dignity. Every human has their own innate dignity, and no matter what they did, that does not take away from their human rights.
And okay, so I know, of course, everyone's probably wanting to know about something about maybe an abortion. So my question is, why shouldn't, again, it's like, do you think that maybe a person who, do you think people should have the choice to do what they want with their own bodies?
Yeah, for sure. The abortion issue is a very people like to make it out to be very complicated, but a baby's body inside of a mother's stomach, that's not the mother's body. That is a living breathing child. From the moment the sperm hits the egg and they form a cell, that is a human being with a soul. And so through aborting it, through killing the child, that's not the woman's body. Now, of course, the pro-life movement does accept that there are certain circumstances in which an abortion can be necessary, like where it threatens a mother's life. But that is, in its essence, a baby, a human child. And so you have the right to do what you want to your own body, but you don't have the right to kill an innocent child. And that's the pro-life argument against abortion.
Well, Luke, I want to thank you for coming on this podcast. It was great to hear all your stories and experiences, and then maybe we'll have you back again sometime. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Sebastian.